Next page. Let's tell you a little bit about how we got the Book of Mormon, give you a little bit of background on that. The Book of Mormon was first published in the year 1830. And the way we got the Book of Mormon is that the founder of the Mormon Church, Joseph Smith, in the year 1827, claimed that an angel appeared to him in his bedroom. This angel was named Moroni. He was a resurrected being, a resurrected man. Moroni explained to Joseph Smith later learned, that Moroni was the last of a great tribe of people who had once lived here in America. Now, the story goes that there were Jews living in Israel who had migrated over to Central and South America. And they broke, the majority of the Book of Mormon talks about how these people broke into two great tribes of people called the Nephites and the Lamanites. Basically, the Nephites were the good guys and the Lamanites were the bad guys. In a series of wars recorded in the Book of Mormon, the Nephites were all killed by the Lamanites. Now, the Lamanites became the forefathers of our American Indians, Native Americans. Where did the Indians come from? Well, they were the leftovers of the people mentioned in the Book of Mormon, the Lamanites. The last living Nephite was this resurrected man, Moroni, who died about 421 A.D. Now, he told Joseph Smith, he communicates with Joseph Smith and says to him that shortly before he died in 421 A.D., he had buried some sacred golden plates or gold tablets that contained an engraved record or scripture of those Jews who were living in America. They were written in Reformed Egyptian hieroglyphics. Now, fortunately for Joseph Smith, these plates were buried in a hill called Cumorah, which coincidentally was within walking distance of Joseph Smith's home in Palmyra, New York. So Joseph Smith's able to go to the hill, he digs up these golden plates, and he translates them by the gift and power of God. He didn't go to school to learn Reformed Egyptian hieroglyphics. Well, there is no such thing as Reformed Egyptian hieroglyphics or schools teaching the language. He didn't translate by human wisdom. He translated by the gift and power of God into this book called the Book of Mormon, which is another testament of Jesus Christ. You see, we have the Old Testament, the New Testament. Now we have this Third Testament of Jesus Christ. So Joseph Smith had this to say about the Book of Mormon. In History of the Church, written by Joseph Smith, volume 4, page 461, he said, "I told the brethren that the Book of Mormon was the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion, and a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book." That would, of course, include what book? The Bible. Now, you should know this, that the Mormons have actually five sources of Scripture. They have what they call the standard works, four standard works, and a fifth source. The standard works are the main Scriptures that would include the Bible. They use the King James Version. The Book of Mormon, I already talked about how we got that. There's a third Scripture I have here on the desk called the Doctrine and Covenants, largely a collection of revelations received by the prophet Joseph Smith. There's a third scripture called the, or fourth scripture actually, called the Pearl of Great Price, much of which was purportedly translated from Egyptian documents. And there's a fifth source of scripture. The Mormons have a living prophet on the earth today named Gordon B. Hinckley. And the Mormons believe that President Hinckley, the prophet of the church, like Moses or Ezekiel, if God so chooses, even this very day can receive a new revelation. That revelation can be canonized, codified, become part of the Scriptures, and functionally supersede all previous writings. Now, the five sources of Scripture, when I was a Latter-day Saint, I was taught only one of them has mistakes in it. Can anybody guess which one?
The Bible.
The Bible. I was taught that we believe the Bible to be the Word of God only as far as it is translated correctly. But that we believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God with a period. You might remember at the beginning of class, we looked at the patterns, add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and how new religious movements and counterfeit Christianity will often add to God's Word with new Scripture. Well, that's exactly what's happened here.